minutes and the hours of it all. Just one more hour, two more hours, three more hours. Cut in half, cut in quarters, cut in pieces, cut in corners. Whatever makes it easier to swallow.
The horrors will persist until morale improves. The working man must soon be moved. A peaceful meadow, raised and smooth. Every wild inch must be improved.
Too Much Rock podcast number 750. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 26 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and I'll play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Couchsurf. The song is called The Horrors Will Persist Until Morale Improves, and that's on the album Mercies, which came out July 25th. That's a self-released digital only affair, and you can pick that one up on Bandcamp just like I did. That's the project of Jonathan Brokaw from Kansas City, Missouri. You may know him from Salty or so many of other bands. That song there is a little twitchier than some of the rest of the album. Some of it's kind of straight up synth pop, all of it with a little bit of punk edge and a lot of bite. I got an odd assortment of music for you this week, but I think you can enjoy it all. If not, leave nasty comments. This one is from Star Collector. The song is called Everything Must Go.
Let the numbers get in our way. Hey, come along.
Those two make there, ending off with TV Repairman from Sydney, Australia, and the song Bus Stop. That's on the band's album What's on TV, which came out in 2023 on Total Punk. Just a fantastic garage rock record that I finally found on vinyl. And before that, we heard from Star Collector from Vancouver, BC, and the song Everything Must Go. That's the title track from the band's album that came out July 18th of this year on their own Clockwork Records. Find that digitally, or you can pick that up on CD from the band's website. Just excellent production on on that first one there, and then the latter one just totally fuzzed out. But there's some power pop in both of them, and that makes them all right in my book. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep it coming back week after week. I got something here for you from X Void. The song is called Sarah.
Dredge that pool.
That one was a lot, wasn't it? That is February with the song I Hope Everyone Remembers What You Were. That's on the band's new EP, Run Like a Girl, which came out July 4th of this year. Digital Only Affair that I found on Bandcamp. That Las Vegas band is currently on the road. I'll see them in Kansas City soon. I'm looking forward to that one. It's going to be so much energy in that room. Before that, we heard from Kansas City's The String in Return, the song Hello Radio. That was on the band's album Placid Ills, which came out November of 2023 on Sun, Sea, Sky. I'm not sure how I never picked that one up at the time, but I found that one on vinyl, and it is definitely a wonderful listen. That band has been around, since late 90s, and I've been in love with them all that time. And then we started things off with X-Void with the song Sarah. That's on the album In Love Again, which came out January of this year on Tappaday Records. That band from London, and just always putting out such great stuff, and kind of, you know, mixing so many different genres and making me happy all the time. So what a great little set that was. However, we are out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 750, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me in your favorite social media networks like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, lots of things coming up. On the 13th, Whiffs are playing Hillside. Dissexual is playing Minibar that night. Wilco is at the Midland on the 14th. On the 15th, we have Heat Seeker at Hillsiders, Nan and the One Night Stands at Velo, Big Fat Cow at Lifted Spirits. On the 16th, Honey is playing Steel Panther Tattoo. On the 18th, April Mist shows up at the Bottleneck. On the 20th, Shady Cove is at Farewell. 21st, Bags play Farewell. Been trying to see that band for months. Hopefully I'll make that one. On the 22nd, Killer City is at Velo Garage. MX Lonely is at Farewell that night. And the 23rd, you've got Root Beer Richie with the Whiffs at Hillsiders, Dayglo Brotions at Record Bar, Wayne Payne playing a late show at Union Library. Looking over the website, I've been a little slow lately getting things up, but I did get up photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Wayne Payne, Wet Denim, and Corners of the Sky show that happened, I don't know, 3 weeks ago now at this point. All right, I got one more for you here. I'm going to play something from Lou Reed. It's a version of Vicious that was recorded in 1973 and released as Lou Reed Live. That one came out, I think, 1975. Just excellent live album with so much energy. Basically, the backing band that he used there became Alice Cooper's band in 1975, so there's a lot of muscle in this one, and this version of Vicious sounds particularly powerful. So we're going to end things here. Lou Reed and Vicious, thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Vicious. You must think that that I'm the key blade. Well, why don't you go swallow a razor blade? Cause honey, you're so vicious. When I see you coming, I just gotta run. You're not that good, you're really not very much fun. Down the street, I step on your hands, I mangle your feet. You ain't even the kind of person, guy, that I wanna be. Your damn vicious. Hey baby, you're just too damn vicious. You must think that.